弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, may peace be with you all.
现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家一起来查考敬畏神的义人。
I'd like to, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like to share with you the topic of the righteous man that fears God.
那我们教会读经进度从昨天开始，读约伯记。
According to our Bible reading schedule, starting from yesterday, we should be reading the book of Job.
约伯记在圣经里面是一个很特殊的经卷。
The book of Job is a very special book in the Bible.
这是神留给我们世人一本很伟大的智慧的书。
This is a very great book of wisdom that God has left for mankind.
放在旧约圣经的中间的地方。
And is placed in the middle of the Old Testament.
这本书它告诉我们有几个很重要的重点。
This book teaches us many important lessons.
它告诉我们苦难的原因。
It teaches us the reason for suffering.
就是义人会受苦，这是千古以来很多人想不懂的道理。
Many people throughout history cannot understand why that the righteous suffer.
因为我们一般认为说神是公义的，所以善有善报，恶有恶报，这是理所当然的。
Many of us believe that God is righteous, and so it is natural for the evil person to suffer and for the good person to get good reward.
但事实上却是我们看到很多好人、善人或是义人，他们受苦。
But if we look around us, we see many righteous or good people suffering.
那有时候他们所遭遇的苦难比不信神的人还多。
And sometimes the amount or severity of suffering they experience are greater than those suffered by the evil people.
我们读圣经，我们读约伯记，我们就会看到一些信息。
And so by studying the book of Job, we can learn this lesson.
对义人受苦这个问题，我们就有更深入的了解了。
And we can gain a deeper understanding of why the righteous suffer.
第二个重点在约伯记里面，我们看到灵界的一个奥秘。
And a second important lesson we can learn is the mystery in the spiritual realm.
在天上有些事情是我们不知道的。
There are things in the heavens that we do not understand.
但是借着约伯记的记录，我们可以看出一些线索。
But through the recordings in the book of Job, we can get some hints about how things work.
我们可以看到这个魔鬼撒旦他工作的领域以及他的残忍。
And we can see the sphere of influence of Satan and how cruel he is.
这个魔鬼撒旦在迫害人，在折磨人是非常的残酷、冷酷一点也没有留情的。
We can see how cruel and merciless Satan is when he tries to do something.
但是我们看到其实在这一切里面都有神的旨意，有神在控制着。
But within this, we can see that God's will prevails and he is in control.
那第三个在约伯记里面我们可以看到 在远古的时代，在那么久以前，其实圣经就已经留下主耶稣基督要来到人间给人救恩的这个信息了。
And the third important lesson from this book is that even in this very ancient time, the Lord Jesus has already left his promise.
神要来救赎人类。
That is that God is going to come and save mankind.
那他来的时候，凡信他要复活，从死里复活来见他。
And whoever believes in him will resurrect and meet him.
这三个重点都要让我们从约伯记里面更确信我们的信仰。
These are the three lessons that we can learn from the book of Job that will reaffirm our faith.
所以我们接下来有一个多月的时间都要读约伯记。
In the coming month, we will be reading the book of Job.
那我们弟兄姐妹一定要好好的把这卷书读一读。
I hope that all of our brothers and sisters will read this book very carefully.
那约伯记从一开始的时候是很有趣的，就是一个故事。
The beginning of Job is very interesting because it describes a story.
他介绍一个人叫做约伯。
It introduced a person named Job.
这个人住在乌斯地。
This man lived in the land of Uz.
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 然后 他说这个人是完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事的。
And this man was blameless, upright, and who feared God and shunned evil.
那这个人他又财物很多。
And this man had great possessions.
所以第二节、第三节在说明他当时的家、他的生活。
Verses 2 and 3 describe his family life.
他有七个儿子，三个女儿。
He has seven sons and three daughters.
他当时候第三节在描述他有很多很多的财物。
Verse 3 described his possessions.
这个人在东方中是自大的。
And he was described as the greatest of all the people of the East.
那这个在东方表示在就当时候作者来说，在约旦河的东边，就是他所在地的东边呢。
And so this was referring to a place that's east of the River Jordan.
哦，那所以这个故事一开头就先介绍这个人物出场。
And so this is how the story began.
啊，然后就告诉我们天上发生了一些事情。
And then it went on to describe what happened in heaven.
那我们在读圣经的时候，我们都知道，我们可以看圣经，我们知道结果，我们知道来龙去脉了。
Because we're reading now in the future to them, and so we can read the book and know the ending of the story.
但是就当时候约伯自己来说，他不知道天上发生什么事情。
But to Job, he didn't know what happened in heaven at that time.
啊，那他经历了我们一般人都没有办法承受的苦难。
And he suffered such sufferings that none of us can stand.
然后接下来呢？从第三章以后
，and in starting from chapter three，
就在说明，他就用一个诗歌的形态，来记录接下来的内容。
It is it's taking a form of a song or a hymn to describe what happened next。
所以约伯记的三章一直到第四十一章呢，这一段都是用诗歌题材所写的。
We can see that starting from chapter 3 until chapter 41, the way these the words were written, they were written in the way of a song.
那这三章到四十一章里面呢，这个就充满一些人出现跟约伯对话。
And so from chapter 3 until chapter 41, there are several people who appear to have a conversation with Job.
那他们的对话就是为了要去解明为什么这个约伯会受苦。
The purpose of their conversation was to figure out why Job had to suffer.
那他们在对话当中就讲出很多道理。
And through their conversation, there are many lessons or
teachings. 那这一大段里面呢，基本上有三大部分的。
And these conversations can be broken down into three main parts.
也就是说，从第三章开始到第三十一章。
So from chapter 3 until chapter 31.
那这一段呢，就是约伯的三个朋友，他们轮番的跟约伯对谈。
It was about Job's three friends and their conversations with Job in turn.
那这个时候都是他们三个朋友就一个一个来跟约伯分析他为什么受苦，然后给他一个提醒。
And so the three friends of Job spoke with Job to explain to him why they thought Job had to suffer.
这三个朋友分三个回合一一的跟约伯讲话。
And so they did these three rounds, and they spoke to Job individually.
那一开始约伯他讲话讲得很少，他都在听。
In the beginning, Job didn't have many words to say.
但是讲到最后，约伯讲话就越讲越多，越讲越激动了。
And he didn't say much in the beginning, but towards as it progressed towards the end, Job spoke more and more.
好，那所以这中间这一段就是这个朋友三个朋友跟约伯的这个对话当中呢，会让我们看到一些人的观念呢。
And through their conversations with Job, we can see what are some common beliefs held by most people.
一般人的看法都是这样，都一样的。
And these are many of the common beliefs held by people.
就是这个苦难一定跟罪有关系。
They would explain that sin is related to suffering is related to sin.
一定是约伯哪里做错了，所以神处罚他，所以他今天受苦了。
They would say to Job, you must have done something wrong. That is why you're suffering.
那这个 这个三个朋友就轮番的一直要约伯去好好的想一想，就反省自己，你一定要悔改。
And his friends, they wanted Job to reflect on what he has done wrong and to repent.
那这三个三回合的对话当中呢，一开始这个朋友啊，他们是很客气的跟约伯提醒，你要想想看你到底做错什么事。
And in the beginning, those three friends were very courteous in trying to remind Job about things that he may have done wrong.
好，那接下来呢，他就开始论，第二回合就开始论断他了。
And during the second round of conversation, they started to judge him.
啊，那约伯一直跟他辩，为他自己的遭遇辩解，说没有，你们所讲的这些事情我都没有做，我很清楚我到底在做什么。
And Job started to defend for himself. He explained to them that I didn't do any of the things that you accuse me of.
到第三回合的时候，
during the third round of conversation,
那他们这其中两个朋友就开始控告约伯了，
Just
指控他了。
Two of his friends started to condemn him.
就直接把他定罪，你一定是这样子，所以才有这个结果。
They said to him, "You must have done that, and that is why you're suffering now."
这三个朋友本来是出于好心的，很关心这个他们的好朋友约伯。
And these three friends were good friends of Job, and the reason why they had this conversation with him was because they care for him.
可是他们讲到最后的时候，让约伯越听越伤心了。
But as they continue on with the conversation, what they were doing made Job very sad.
那这一段对话很精彩的。
And so these conversations are very interesting.
也是我们在读约伯记的时候要注意的重点。
And these are the main areas that we need to focus or pay attention to while reading Job.
那这是这中间这一大部分的第一部分啊，是到第三十一章。
And so the main section is from 3 until chapter 31.
那从三十二章到三十七章呢？
From chapter 32 to 37.
那这个就是当约伯跟他三个朋友在对话的时候，旁边坐了一个年轻人以利户。
And this is about a young person sitting next to them as they were having a conversation. His name is Elihu.
那这个以利户呢，他听完他这个三个朋友，他另外这三个朋友讲完之后，他实在听不下去了，他最后要发言了。
Because he had listened through all the conversations and he had held his words, at this point he couldn't help himself but to speak some words.
那最后他说：“你们这年纪长都没有话讲了，现在换我来讲，你们听我讲，听听看我的意见。”
And so this young man said, "Now you're done with your words. It is now my turn to say what I think."
那以利户这个年轻人就开始跟他表达。他所观察到，他所听到这个对话，然后试着要让约伯去明白为什么他受苦。
And so after he had heard their conversations, he also gave it a try to tell Job why the reason why he thought that he had to suffer.
那约伯他要静静的听，他都没有反驳。
Job listened to him quietly.
那表示说这个年轻人他讲话还蛮有分量的。
It means that this young person probably had his reason.
他所观察到的，他对神的认识还蛮正确的。
And his observation of God and his understanding of God were right.
等到三十七章结束以后，这个时候约伯没有讲话。现在接下来最后一部分就是神直接跟约伯问了几个问题。
And after chapter 37, it was now God's turn to say something, and he asked Job some questions.
所以从三十八章到四十一章，这就是神跟约伯的提问。
And from chapters 38 to 41 were the questions that God had for Job.
所以这中间的这一部分，从三章到四十一章，就是这三个这三个主题，就是约伯跟朋友、约伯跟以利户以及神跟约伯之间的这个对话。
And so from chapters 3 to 41, it can be broken down to three sections: conversation of Job's three friends with Job, conversation of Job with Elihu, and the conversation of Job with God.
好，最后就四十二章就要结论了。
And chapter 42 was the concluding chapter.
那这个结论，四十二章又回到像散文式的故事性的描述来做一个总结。
And so chapter 42 ended with in a prose form to conclude the whole matter.
也是约伯他对他所经历的苦难，最后他所得到的 这个苦难最后的收成了，他的领悟，为什么他受苦了。
And this is also the final conclusion of Job in his understanding of why he suffered.
那其实从头到尾，约伯都不知道他到底为什么会经历这些事情。
But we know that from the beginning to the end, Job did not know why he suffered.
但是约伯最后他都不会想再问了。
But at the end, he didn't want to ask this question anymore.
他完全接受神在他身上所做的事情。
He accepted what God wanted to do in his life.
所以最后他得到一个结论。
And his final conclusion was.
看四十二章第五节。
Chapter 40, let's read chapter 42, verse 5.
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
那这一句话我们大家都很常读的，我们很熟悉的。
This is a verse that we're very familiar with because we've
read
it several times.
在读约伯记的时候，我们一定要去想一想，这到底什么意思？为什么从前是风闻有神的信仰，到最后约伯他说他亲眼看到神，其实他并没有真的看到跟神面对面呢、啊？
We can ask ourselves, why is it that Job said, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you? We know that Job actually did not see God face to face.
最后只是神跟他问了几个问题而已。
He only had received words of God's questions.
但是约伯他已经明白了。
But through that, Job understood.
所以他对他来说，他就好像他现在神已经直接跟他说明，他已经接受，他了解，他没有意见了。
It is as if now that God spoke to him, he already understood and he had no more complaints.
然后最后他就照神的指示、啊、为他的朋友献祭。
And finally, he offered sacrifices for his friends.
然后最后呢，神再把加倍的福气赐给约伯。
And finally, God blessed Job with blessings that was twice of what he had before.
然后他又重新有了十个孩子。
And he had 10 more children.
好，我们最后看第四十二章的第十六节。
Let's read chapter 42, verse 16.
此后，约伯又活了140年，得见他的儿孙，直到世代。
After this, Job lived 140 years and saw his children and grandchildren for four generations.
第十七节说，这样约伯年纪老迈，日子满足而死。
Verse 17, so Job died old and full of days.
那这个最后约伯寿终正寝满足，日子满足，然后死了。
And so at the end, Job died very, very contently.
所以约伯在苦难当中，他没有死。
Job did not die in his suffering.
在苦难之后，神又让他活了140年。
After he suffered, he was allowed to live another 140 years.
那所以我们可以算一算，约伯他大概活了至少200年。
So from this, we can see that Job lived at least for 200 years.
哦，差不多应该200年左右了。
He probably lived for more than 200 years.
好，那我们看到这样的记录了，就知道约伯他这个人的年代，应该就是在类似像亚伯拉罕那个时代的人物了。
And so by his age, we can see that he was probably, he probably lived in the time, around the time of Abraham.
那所以约伯，如果我们去查约伯这个人物，这个名字在圣经中出现的地方啊。
If we search for the name Job in the Bible.
在圣经里面，有些人哦，也取名叫约伯的啊，所以约伯不是只有一个啊。
There were other people who were named Job.
如果看创世纪三十六章，会发现以扫的子孙里面有一个叫做约伯。
If you look at the book of Genesis, there one of the descendants of Esau was Job.
所以有人就说，哎，这个约伯可能就是也是亚伯拉罕的后代。
Some people say that perhaps Job was one of the descendants of Abraham.
那所以他跟亚伯拉罕应该是大概同一个时代的人物。
And so he probably lived around the time of Abraham.
那我们从圣经看来，也很接近这样的一个这样的猜测了。
And it seems that we can guesstimate the era in which Job.
那第一章第一节说，约伯他当时住在乌斯地，那是什么地方呢？
In chapter one, it says that Job lived in the land of Uz.
那这个乌斯地，我们现在看一下，我们看耶利米书了哈，耶利米哀歌，对不起，耶利米哀歌。
If we turn to the book of Lamentations,
耶利米哀歌第四章
Chapter 4,
来了解一下这个乌斯地到底在哪里。
To understand what the land of Uz means,
耶利米哀歌第四章的第二十一节。
Lamentations chapter 4, verse 1.
二十一节。
21, sorry.
四章二十一节啊。
Chapter 4, verse 21. Lamentations chapter 4, verse 21.
二十一节这里说，住乌斯地的以东民啊，只管欢喜快乐，苦悲也必传到你那里，你必喝醉以致入体。
It says, "Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, you who dwell in the land of Uz."
那这里看到说，这个乌斯地应该就是在以东人住的区域里面。
And so we can tell that the land of Uz was in the land of Edom.
好，那所以如果你看我们看圣经的地图，你就看以东人住在什么地方，以东地啊。
And if you take a map and look at Edom to see where it is.
哦，所以应该就是在约旦河的东边。南边的地方，在死海的南边。
It is in the direction of southeast to the Dead Sea.
啊，所以他们在猜测约伯可能是以扫的后裔是有可能的。
And so it's quite possible that Job was one of the descendants of Esau.
啊，从他住的地方我们可以看到。
Based on the place that he lived in.
那约伯啊，他的这个人的出现呢？圣经一开始就说他是完全正直，是敬畏神，远离恶事。
In the opening chapter of Job, it described him as a blameless, upright person.
那他这个人在旧约圣经里面特别强调他是古时候大家所公认的三个义人之一。
And the Bible also says that he was one of the three righteous person in the old times.
那所以我们现在来看一节经节，来了解他的这个他的义人啊。以西结书的第十四章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 14.
以西结书的十四章。
Ezekiel chapter 14.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
十四章十四节说，其中虽有挪亚、但以理、约伯这三人，他们只能因他们的义救自己的性命，这是主神说的。
Says even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they would deliver only themselves by their righteousness, says the Lord God.
那这里就看到说，这三个人呢，挪亚、但以理、约伯，这是在先知的眼中是义人。
These were Noah, Daniel, Job, who were righteous people in the eyes of this prophet.
哦，那神也这样子肯定。
And it was also affirmed by God.
哦，所以神说，他们的义只能够救自己的性命了。
It says that God said that their righteousness can only save their own life.
那挪亚是洪水那个时代，洪水这个他是亚当的第七代的后代啊，那经造方舟从洪水当中得存活的人。
Noah was a person that was the seventh generation descendant of Adam, and he was saved through the flood.
那创世纪第六章就特别强调挪亚是个义人。
Genesis chapter 6 emphasized that Noah was a righteous man.
约伯在约伯记里面一开头就说他是完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
Job was a person that was described as blameless and righteous.Who fear God and shun evil in the opening chapter of the book of Job.
那但以理在但以理书，我们从头看到尾就看不到他的缺点。
And as far as Daniel, throughout the book of Daniel, we could see that he was a blameless person.
那真的，这三个人啊，在我们一般的认识里面，他们都是义人的。
And according to our common understanding, that they were righteous people.
那在新约圣经雅各书里面也特别提到约伯的故事。
The book of James also mentioned about Job.
我们现在看雅各书第五章。
In the New Testament, let's turn to James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
第五章，我们现在看第十一节。
Verse 11.
五章十一节说：“那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局。”明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
It says, indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful.
那 这一届圣经让我们看出、哦、这个约伯的故事它不是只是一个预言的，它不是虚构的事 的故事，它是真实存在过的。
From here we can tell that the story of Job was not just、was not fictional, it was something that actually occurred.
那约伯他在苦难当中他忍耐到底。
And throughout his suffering, he persevered to the end.
那他是个义人，但是他受苦。
And he was righteous, yet he suffered.
但是最后神给他一个结局，就是要证明这位神是满心怜悯、大有慈悲的。
And the final conclusion of this matter was that the Lord was compassionate and merciful.
那表示说，哎，神让约伯受苦，有他要让约伯学习的功课。
It meant that the reason why Job suffered was that he could learn important lessons.
也留给我们后世的人。对苦难一个更深入的了解。
For himself and also for those that come after him to understand the deep meaning of suffering.
那所以现在约伯记里面，他记载约伯他整个过，他整个这苦难的经过。
The book of Job records the entire process of his suffering.
那一开头他先说明他是一个敬畏神的人。
So in the beginning it describes that he was a man who feared God.
我们现在来看。看回来约伯记第一章。
Let's turn back to the book of Job, chapter 1.
当时候，约伯他这个义啊，他这个在神面前的义人呢、啊，是得到神的肯定的。
He was righteous and he was a righteous person who was affirmed by God.
神特别说，约伯是他的仆人。
God said that he was his servant.
我们现在看第。一章的第八节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 8.
第一章第八节，神问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。”
Verse 8. Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, who one who fears God and shuns evil?"
从第六节开始，这个就是。有一天就是突然之间不知道什么时候，但是这个事情就这样发生了、神跟撒旦的 一番对话。
Starting from verse 6 it records about something that happened between God and Satan、
所以第六节是说神的众使势力在神面前的时候，现在撒旦也来到其中。
And it says that It says that the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, but Satan also came among them.
我们很多人就会想说，这个神的众使是谁呢？
We may wonder who are these sons of God.
他这里特别就是神的儿子啊，哈，很多儿子啊。
Here it says there are many sons of God.
我们就先把它放着，就是神的众使就好了。
So we'll just table this one and just understand that these are the sons of God.
现在撒旦来了。
Now Satan also came among them.
那神就问撒旦说，你是从哪里来的？
And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come?
其实神早就知道他是从哪里来的，不是吗？
We know that God, of course, knows where Satan came from.
那撒旦就说，从地上走来走去啊，往返而来。
So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on it.
这个地方就让我们看到，这个撒旦，是遍地游行的。
From here, we know that Satan likes to walk around.
他遍地游行，就是像彼得前书第五章第八节说，像吼叫的狮子，在寻找可吞吃的人。
Like in 1 Peter, Satan was described as a roaring lion, going about to devour those.
那这个撒旦，他到底在做什么？
So what was Satan doing?
这个圣经里面在这里提出这样一个这个人物这个角色，其实让我们了解。灵界里面的奥秘是我们人本来不知道的。
And so the Bible mentions about this character Satan for us to understand that there is some spiritual realm that we do not see.
那神特别提向撒旦提出约伯这个人物了。
And then the Lord said to Satan or mentioned to Satan.
神夸奖约伯。
And then the Lord praised Job.
他说约伯，神说约伯是正直人，是敬畏神的。
He He said that God, Job is a blameless and upright person.
这个时候撒旦就不服气了。
And Satan disagreed.
所以第九节。
Verse 9.
撒旦就回答神说，叶伯敬畏神，岂是无故的呢？
Satan answered the Lord and said, Does Job fear God for nothing?
第十节。
Verse 10.
他说你岂不是视为围上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产在地上增多。
Said, have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
那你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他就必当面弃掉你了。
He said.But now, stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face.
这里就看到这个撒旦，这个魔鬼，看到人在敬畏神当中蒙福，他很不服气。
Satan didn't want to see people fearing God and receiving blessings from God.
那最后我们看到说这个魔鬼很坏，心地很坏嘛。
And we can tell that Satan had a very evil heart.
启示录第十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
看启示录十二章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 12.
第九节。
Verse 9.
启示录十二章第九节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 9.
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩能力啊，国度，并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God, the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down.
这里说这个魔鬼撒旦就是在神面前昼夜在控告弟兄的了。
This verse tells us that Satan is the accuser that accuses the people before our God,Day and night.
那这个撒旦也是迷惑普天下人的啦。
He is also the one that deceives the whole world.
那所以我们从再把它对照成约伯记来看的时候
，So if we compare these verses to the book of Job,
我们就知道，魔鬼其实他常常在找我们的把柄呢。
We know that Satan is someone who is always out to look for our mistakes.
我们今天在属灵的生活里面，这个是一场属灵的征战。
And so this is a spiritual battle for us.
所以我们今天信主以后，我们要进天国，这个过程就是不断的在征战当中过日子的。
As Christians, before we enter to the kingdom of heaven, every day that we live is a struggle and a battle.
那这个当中，这个仇敌就是魔鬼。
And our adversary is the Satan.
那这个魔鬼呢，他就是他看不得人好，他看到我们敬畏神的时候，他也不甘心了。
Satan does not want to see us fear God.
然后，所以他这个时候，主动跟神提出挑战。
And he accused, he made a challenge to God.
他认为约伯他敬畏神，是因为他有很多好处，他从神那边得到很多的财物。
He challenged God in saying that the reason why Job feared God was that he received many blessings and possessions from God.
所以他说要激动神，让神。让约伯这一切所拥有的都失去。
He wanted to incite God in having Job lose everything.
所以一章的约伯记第一章的第十一节，他是魔鬼是这样说的，他说：“你伸手毁他一切所有的，是你伸手毁啊。”
And Satan said, "Now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has."
然后呢，他说他就会弃掉你，他就不敬畏你的。
And he will surely curse you to your face.
好，那这件事情第十二节呢？神就对撒旦说：“凡他所有的都在你的手中，只是不可以伸手加害于他。”于是撒旦就从神面前退去了。
Verse 12, and the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your hand, in your power, only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord.
所以这个时候我们就看到，哎，这个时候神授权了，让魔鬼去执行，魔鬼他可以去执行啊，这个这样的一个啊，要反正他想要怎么做就怎么做了。
And so at this moment, the Lord gave Satan the authority to do whatever he wanted.
但是神给他一个限制
，with only one exclusion。
现在你只能够去伤害约伯他所拥有的啊身外之物。
Satan was allowed to hurt what Job possessed。
但是他说你不可以害他。
But he was not allowed to lay hand on his
person。所以约伯他本身这个魔鬼都不可以动的。
And so Job couldn't, Satan couldn't touch the person.Himself,
好，那这个故事我们一直看下去，我们就看得越来越详细。
As we continue to read the rest of the chapter,
那我们现在要把重点抓回来看这个约伯他敬畏神这个重点。
We'll understand, and so now we're going to come back to focus on how Job feared God.
约伯记如果要仔细讲，大概讲30个小时。
If we want to study or teach about the book of Job, it would take more than 30 hours.
但是我们现在要看约伯他是敬畏神的义人。
And now we're going to focus on how he was righteous.
我们要学习约伯他怎么样敬畏神的。
And we should learn from Job how he feared God.
今天我们看到约伯这个遭遇，有时候我们就会想，哇，约伯这么敬畏神，他还遭遇这样子，实在是那神到底在哪里？神为什么要这样做呢？
Sometimes when we read the book of Job, we wonder to ourselves, why is it that the righteous suffer, and what should we do?
我们现在看约伯，他其实他在神面前被神两次的肯定了。
From here, we can tell that Job was reaffirmed by God twice.
因为在第一章第九节神这样讲，到第二章的第三节又重复讲一次。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
对。
In chapter 1, verse 9, and chapter 2, verse 3, it was described.
都一样的。
That he feared God.
神就说他是很好的，约伯是我的仆人，这是标准的。
And because God said that he is a blameless, righteous person who fears God and shuns evil.
神又特别跟他说他是约伯是他的仆人呢。
And God said himself that he was his servant.
所以神很认为约伯很重要，很尊贵的。
And so in the eyes of God, Job was a very precious person.
但他完全正直。
He was completely righteous.
我们知道这个正直的人呢，他会得到人的喜爱。
We know that a righteous person will be well liked by people.
他那个正直跟第一章的第三节那里说，他在东方人中是至大的，应该有关系。
And I believe that that has something to do with the fact that he was the greatest of all the people of the East.
那这个约伯啊，他当时候，你看他其实在社会上当中啊，社会上啊是很被肯定的。
We can tell that in the society of that time, he was well recognized by them.
那约伯他本身也很富有。
At the same time, Job was very wealthy.
他的家产在第三章特别描述有多少。
And it was described in verse 3.
那表示说，其实约伯事业做得蛮大的。
It meant that he had a great career.
那表示约伯应该也是大忙人一个才对啊。
And he was probably a very busy person.
他也有很多的仆婢。
He had a lot of servants.
所以他很多事情要管理。
He had many things to manage.
那可是又同时又说明，约伯有一个很美满的家庭。
And he, but at the same time, he had a very wonderful family.
那他的家庭也经营得非常的和谐。
And he had a very harmonious household.
我们现在看第一章的第四节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 4.
他的儿子按着日子各在自己家里设摆筵席，就打发人去请了他们的三个姐妹来，与他们一同吃饭。
And his sons would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them.
表示说，他们这个十个儿女啊，七个儿子，三个女儿，他们和睦同居啊。
It means that his seven sons and three daughters got along very well.
哦，他们 兄弟姐妹之间的感情很好的。
They have very good relationships with one another.
所以他们定期有在聚会，在互动。
And so they had gatherings at appointed times.
而且我们现在看第四节特别说按着日子，表示说他们定期都有聚在一起。
It means that they would meet with each other regularly.
那这样的一个家庭，我们就看出约伯他一定很用心的去教育他的孩子。
And so we can tell by this that Job made a great effort to educate his next generation.
好，第五节。
Verse 5.
他说筵宴的日子过了，约伯就打发人去叫他们自洁。他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说，恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。约伯常常这样行。
So it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did regularly.
一开始就先说明约伯的敬畏神，表现在他很关心他的儿女一样，也要完全的敬畏神。
It tells us that Job feared God, and he also cared very much whether their children fear God or not.
约伯他对罪很敏感的。
Job was very sensitive to sin.
他这个罪不是说他的儿女去做坏事啊。
And it was he was not just he did not just care about his children doing bad things.
他现在所在意的是他的儿女在吃喝当中，他们可能心里面会。有不好的意念或讲错话。
He actually care, even care about, whether his sons while they're feasting, whether they have said bad words or that they had bad thoughts in their hearts.
你看，我们有时候人在吃吃喝喝当中啊，有时候难免嘴巴哈就会讲一些不该说的话了。
We know that it is normal for people when they're eating and drinking, it's very easy for them to say the wrong things.
特别是当人又喝酒以后，也有时候讲话就放肆，心里面就开始浮动，浮起来了。
And this can happen especially often after people have drunk wine.
哦，那这个时候，你看约伯啊，他是说每一次他的儿女聚在一起以后，他就一定会打发人去通知他们，你们要洁净自己，就是要悔改，要做什么事情呢？一定要跟神认错。
It tells us that every time they had finished feasting, Job would send someone to them and to notify them, to sanctify them, to remind them.
他自己本身，他清早起来，隔天一大早，他一定为他的儿女献祭的。
And the next day, he would rise up early in the morning to offer burnt offerings.
因为他想到说，他的儿女如果犯罪了，那怎么可以呢？所以他一定要马上把这个罪解决。
He was afraid of his children sinning against God, and so he would immediately take care of this problem.
所以我们就看到说，这个约伯他敬畏神，他自己本身用身教来教导他的儿女要这样子行，而且他也自己替他的儿女献燔祭，为他们赎罪。
So he taught his children by setting a good example and also by offering burnt offerings on their behalf.
那就看到说，诶，他的这个敬畏神是在生活当中，不管是在他的事业、他的家庭里面，都是这样子做的。
And we can tell that Job feared God in every aspect of his life, whether it be his work or his family life.
圣经说他是一个远离恶事的人。
The Bible says that he's a person who shunned evil.
就是对恶的事情就早早的远离，离得很远啊，不会想要去靠近这些恶事啊。
He was a person who ran very far away from evil things.
那要远离恶事，表示要先能够看到这个恶事的危险，然后会未雨绸缪，先去准备，不要让这个罪恶接近。
He was someone who was fully aware, very keenly aware of sin, and he would make preparations so that he would not.Fall into sin.
所以通常一个敬畏神的人，他一定会远离恶事。
So a person who fears God will run away or shun evil.
表示说，哎，约伯他本身啊，他想得很周到。
It means that Job was a very clear-minded person who considered everything.
他不但在发展事业当中，他很关心他自己的家庭。
When he was developing his career, he cared for his family.
他关心他的儿女，他不是关心他们的事业做得有没有成功。
And what he cared about his children was not whether they had their own careers, but rather.
哦，他们事业没有成功，没做得很好啊。
He was not necessarily caring for whether they had great careers.
但是他关心的是他的儿女本身要能够从心里面都敬畏神，能够在神面前规规矩矩的得到神的喜悦。
But he cared rather about whether they had fear of God in their hearts.
很关心他们对神的心。
He cared very much about their God.
所以他就要他的儿女不要让这个罪恶发生，所以让他们不会去接近这些罪恶，不会去得罪神。
So he made efforts to prevent his children from sinning against God.
所以约伯本身他自己以及他的儿女，他们都是这样在过日子的。
And so Job and his children lived their life in this way.
因此，今天我们说我们要敬畏神，要成为义人呢。
Today, we are sharing this topic of how to be a righteous man, a righteous person.
这个义人
fears God.
要能够完全不是一天就可以造成的。
We know that a righteous person does not become righteous overnight.
是要敬畏神，也是要经过一段时间去学习，然后去追求的。
It is a process in which a person has to pursue and learn from.
那约伯他特别在意他这个自己的嘴巴。
Job also cared very much about his own mouth.
因为第一章后面所记载的他经历的这些突然的灾难。
In the end of the chapter, it described all the calamities that he experienced.
圣经特别说他都没有用他的口去犯罪。
The Bible especially mentioned that in all of this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong.
我们现在看第一章的二十二节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 22.
在这一切的事，约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为愚妄。
It says that in all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong.
看第二章的第十节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 10.
约伯却对他说，你说话像愚顽的妇人一样，唉，难道我们从神手里得福不也受祸吗？在这一切的事上，约伯并不以口犯罪。
But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
这个说明约伯他很谨慎他自己的嘴巴，他自己的心。
It says that Job was very careful with the words that he speaks and with his heart.
哦，他即使在这么艰难当中，在这么多苦难里，
even though he was in the midst of a great suffering,
他都很小心他的嘴不要讲出得罪神的话语。
He was very careful with his mouth so that he would not say anything that is against God.
他对约他自己的太太所讲的话，他就责备他了。
And he rebuked his wife for the words that she spoke.
因为他的妻子所讲的话，就是得罪神的话语。
Because the words that his wife spoke, were words that offended God.
所以我们就看到约伯他这个敬畏神。
We can see that Job feared God.
他今天，你看他在意的是他的儿女，他自己，他的太太，他的家人。
We can tell that he cared about his children, his wife, and his family.
那他真的是敬畏神不是因为跟神交换利益来的。
And he also did not fear God simply because he could gain something from God.
我们在读约伯记，我们一章一章读下去，我们会发现他的敬畏是真实的，这个心是在他心里面对神完全的顺服的。
And throughout reading the book of Job, we can tell that his fear of God is in complete obedience.
他完全没有想要跟神交换利益的那种企图。
He did not have the intention to bargain or to bargain with God.
难怪他得到神这么样的肯定。
And so that is another reason why he is esteemed so highly.
愿我们也都能够来学习约伯他这样一个美好的表现。
I hope that we can all learn from Job's wonderful example.
真的让我们自己、我们的家庭都一起来敬畏神。
So that we ourselves and our families can fear God together.
我们 今天早上正道就到这里，一起来唱诗。
This concludes our morning sermon. Let us sing hymn.